This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update from Monday, 17th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny day across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll outside. Eilut remains warm, as expected for this time of year. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel and the U.S. have agreed that Hamas will disarm before any further IDF withdrawal from Gaza. This comes just in from Israel Hayom. Also, Iran declares a shift to a completely offensive policy. An Iranian official revealed this stance to Reuters earlier this hour. Also this hour, a tragic discovery in northern Italy. A couple found their son deceased in the backseat of their car earlier today. This from Israel Hayom. Separately, a false Iranian quote spread rapidly from an Indian Twitter account to the Israeli Prime Minister's speech within 8 hours, reported by Times of Israel a short time ago. And finally, questions arise about the stability of Israel's ceasefires with both Hamas and Hezbollah. This from JNS in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Open source analyst OSINT613 noted 46 minutes ago that the IRGC denies any secret backchannel talks with the U.S., calling previous claims by President Trump false. Meanwhile, I24 News reported 49 minutes ago that Iran is shifting towards a fully offensive policy against the U.S., setting a deadline for the implementation of its Memorandum of Understanding. Ariel Osarin, a reporter, shared 55 minutes ago that Iran has issued a timeframe for the U.S. to meet its commitments, with potential escalation in the Strait of Hormuz if diplomacy fails. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel and the U.S.'s agreement regarding Gaza, Israel Hayom reports that both nations are firm on Hamas disarming under American oversight before any IDF withdrawal. This decision aims to ensure long-term security and stability in the region. Turning to Iran's new stance, Reuters learned from an Iranian official that Tehran distrusts Washington and has opted for a fully offensive policy. This strategic shift underscores rising tensions and could influence regional security dynamics significantly. Meanwhile, in a heartbreaking incident, Israel Hayom tells us a couple traveling in Italy found their son dead after believing he was merely asleep. The medical investigation is ongoing. Families traveling abroad are reminded to stay vigilant about health and safety. Separately, the Times of Israel highlights how quickly misinformation can spread as a fabricated Iranian quote circulated widely before reaching the Israeli Prime Minister's speech. This incident underscores the challenges of information verification in the digital age. Finally, JNS raises concerns about the durability of Israel's ceasefires with Hamas and Hezbollah. Past agreements have faltered, and current dynamics suggest potential volatility that could affect both local and regional peace efforts. On the economic front, First Mariv Business reports that a robot manufacturer, once valued at $9 billion, has seen its stocks soar after previously disappointing performances. The company is rebounding from a significant debt accumulation. Separately, Globes notes the widening home price gap between Tel Aviv and other cities like Ramat Gan and Herzliya. This trend highlights Tel Aviv's skyrocketing real estate market. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that retired Brigadier General Yair Cohen has purchased an apartment for his daughter in the Hatikva neighborhood, deeming it the new Tel Aviv. This move could signal upcoming shifts in the city's development dynamics. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.